We got to put Joe on the microphone.
Absolutely.
And talk to Joe.
Thanks, so, guys.
Thanks, Len.
Thank you, Len. That is Len Casper. In just mere moments, you will be hearing from Cubs skipper Joe Maddon on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Hour is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, and the top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The first place Chicago Wolves lead the division in scoring behind Player of the Month winner Daniel Carr. Catch the Wolves this weekend as they host second place Iowa on Saturday and arch rival Milwaukee on Sunday. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We're broadcasting from Sloan Park. These broadcasts from Arizona and, of course, Score House. Brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit 56David.com and by Bob Rohrman, Oakbrook Toyota in Westmont. Joe Maddon is on Twitter at Cubs Joe Mad with two D's, and he joins us now on Bernstein and McKnight on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Joe.
Gentlemen, no wonder why you like sitting up here every day. What a view, right?
It's a good look.
Outstanding here, brother. Even over where the riders are hanging out, that's pretty neat also. It's a tremendous facility.
Some of your guys put on a show for us, too. The Big Boppers were taking BP. I was looking down for you. I think you might have been on your way up. Javi took his last round. He put one. Did you see the burger stand out there? There in left center,
over
he might have hit it on one hop. It was
they said it went over they went over Ron Santo's number. Somebody told me
unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Javi's got that kind of power. And again, that's all beautiful. But I also like when they work on their skill set in BP. Whenever a pitcher's throwing 55, 60 miles an hour, a really strong hitter could do almost anything he wants with the baseball. So I like that dig me round. It's always good. But I also like when they really work at their craft. I was just talking to Johnny Field before I came up here. For instance, he hit one round. He rolled over a ground ball to shortstop, and the next pitch hit the top of the screen. Right? You really want to avoid those two things in BP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as opposed to trying to give him some physical corrections to think about, John, really stay away from the rollover by staying through the ball longer. And again, when he hits the top of the screen, he's just laying it back a little bit too often. When you give guys those kind of thoughts walking into a round of batting practice, they have a better chance to create better habits.
Is that part of the doctorate in hitting being applied?
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a good time. Honestly, I am. I've taken more opportunities to. I'm working the opportunity hitting field, which is formerly known as situational hitting, via Iapoche, our new hitting coach.
You're Anthony. Smiling, but that rebrand is not insignificant.
No, it's all about semantics, man. And when you talk to the guys, our guys, I was just talking to the writers about this, our players cannot be more open than they are right now. This is really an interesting moment we're in. And I'm not accusing them of not having been open or listening in the past. It's just something that really stands out right now, probably more open and listening even more intently than they had in the past. Just why am I saying that? They're repeating things back to me more often than they had in the past. And they're hearing things for the first time, even though I've said them over the last couple of years. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear, and it happens to you. It happens to me all the time. And when I was a player, I thought, my God, does my coach think I'm that dumb? He's repeating himself all the time. But I know that you always have that light bulb moment when you say, oh, that's what he meant. And sometimes it takes a while to light up.
Maybe the answer to this question is a simple one, but I don't want to breeze over it in case it's not. Why are they more open right now? That they're open is so cool.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think part of it probably is how the season ended so abruptly last year. I think part of it is we've been together longer. I think part of it is some guys are growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just listen, when again, we could go off on all different subjects here.
Feel
but,
free.
Well, when you talk about, you know, just attention spans, we've all been studying the millennial concept, but I think it applies to most all of us anyway, but we all have different attention spans. And apparently, I guess, that the groups before this group were able to focus or concentrate for a couple more seconds than this group can. Maybe all of a sudden, having talked about this, they're really focusing on paying attention more because we want to, because we've been told that we don't necessarily do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really fascinating to watch. I'm telling you, I think that's maybe at the genesis of this whole movement by them, by our guys. But for me, it's fascinating. I'm seeing them through a different lens right now, and I'm enjoying it. I mean, listen, just purely as a, almost like a teacher in a situation, I'm really enjoying it. The students are wide open right now, and the conversation. I'm not just talking about with me. I watch them with Butter. I watch them with everybody else. It's really fascinating.
You mentioned before with us that you like to build games at times from the ninth inning and then work your way back to the first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have do you think you still have that ability in the same way that you might without Brandon Morrow for the first couple of weeks? Will it be a little different for you constructing a game?
Yes and no, because I'll have an idea who's going to finish the game before the game begins on a nightly basis, and then you just play it backward from there. The difference is you got to have somebody for the three outs in the ninth inning. Normally you have this one guy that's his assignment, almost like a leadoff hitter. You get the last three outs. So then you're able to build sixth, seventh, and eighth more easily. But when you have the last three outs to contend with also, you have to hold somebody back. So before the game begins, I might in my mind say I'd like to have this guy there, but of course the game can change. You're always looking from a theoretically perfect spot, but once it changes, maybe that guy you had slotted for the ninth, you pop him because all of a sudden, maybe through pinch hitting or whatever, their lineup looks different in the ninth inning, and now maybe somebody else is good. It's like anything else. Flexibility is a really important part of living. And so anyway, when it comes to bullpen, I will do that before the game. I'll build it backward, being open and flexible as things change.
We talked about this with Jed, that even as baseball is beginning to have conversations about radically rethinking what pitching staffs do and how they work, this is a very traditional starting staff.
Yeah, it is.
This is a veteran starting staff that might even be referred to as old school. And how does that affect the way you're going to, what your expectation is for that third time, that dangerous third time through the order, looking at what opposing OPS does on average? It's hard, but you've got pitchers that are expected to do that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, obviously that's that big sample size stuff, and I'm into that too, but Lester, Cole Hamels, Kyle, Quintana, if they're pitching well, why would I even consider that? When their numbers are high, when their pitch count is high and maybe they've struggled to get some outs going through the fifth or sixth inning, then you look at it differently. But if a guy's cruising, that's tried and true. That's never going to change. And I would even think that teams that are more into this, be careful the third time around. If your guy's going good, be careful. It's the Phil Venturino theory that I learned in 1986 in Midland, Texas. He had a shutout going through six, going into the seventh in the first game of a doubleheader. And I thought I had to bring in Dwayne Bice, my closer, to finish it off, even though he was rolling. And, of course, we lost the game. So, I mean, things like that have stuck with me for years. So,
clearly.
Yeah, I mean, if the guy is not in jeopardy, why make this change? The tough one is after eight, when he's going really well and you got an established closer, do you just move it to that guy and not have this guy pitch the ninth? For me, normally, if the numbers are good, I'll say one man on, he's out, something like that. Mm-hmm. 1-0 game or 2-1 game, it makes it a little bit more difficult to make that decision. But those are the more difficult ones when you get to that point. But I pay attention to everything. Every night is a different consideration. You got to be fluid. You got to be flexible. You got to be open based on what you're seeing.
So Dan and I were having the conversation last week or so, talking baseball with Cubs manager Joe Maddon, by the way, here on the Bernstein and McKnight show. And Moneyball came out when I was 19. I read it four times, and that's where I've always been in baseball. But I miss like the archetypical leadoff hitter,
sure,
of like the late 80s, early 90s. Like, it might not be around anymore. It might not have been a good thing to begin with. But like, Kenny Lofton to me was that dude at the top of a lineup. Is there anything you miss? Is there anything that makes you wistful for like old decades of baseball or stuff you watched when you were a kid in the same way?
You're just talking about a closer. Of course you like that guy. At the end of the game, you like that's the true opener, the good leadoff hitter. I think for me, of course, Rick. I mean, I played against Ricky Henderson in the minor leagues, and I seen Kenny Lofton, and I was a big Lou Brock fan. Hate again to hurt the Cub fans, but I was huge on Lou Brock.
You're going to trigger me.
No, listen,
Lou Brock's one of the most overrated players that's ever walked the face.
Of course he is. right. You know, you could go like any group that had a legitimate leadoff hitter. We that Dexter,
yeah,
caused us to roll. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yes. I'd love to have one. They're not as obvious, plentiful. They're just not, you don't shake a tree and they don't fall out like they somewhat used to. I'd like to believe, though, that the game's going to trend back towards more traditional game that we'd seen in the past. More different hitting techniques involve speed becoming more prominent again.
Why do you think that?
Because, I mean, everybody's working from the same sheet of music, and nobody likes the fact that we struck out more than we hit last year as an industry. And I think part of that is technique being taught right now. I think to get back to more tried and true technique, everybody's getting tired of the punch out with the runner on third base. So if you're tired of that, then teach a different method. There's always going to be a couple outliers. that put the ball in the air naturally, and they're still able to move it into those situations. Always outliers. But just to teach somebody to do that, just because it's fun to hit fly balls and you hit homers because of that, it's a hard way to go because the ball's not being moved, and there's so many situations in the game when you want the ball moved.
So does baseball need to make some fundamental changes to make those things happen? It kind of sounds like you think that they're going to swing back naturally.
I do. Yeah. I've got my mind in order with all that. I think when it comes to the pace of the game, go ahead and play. Go ahead and try to incorporate within our game items that people believe through trial that impact the pace of the game. Totally in. When it comes to length of the game, please stop talking about it. It doesn't matter. Length doesn't matter in the game. It does not. Everybody likes a well-played, good baseball game, and if the action's happening quickly, who knows that it's 3 hours.
Well, it's action. We need more action.
Pace.
We need more baseball.
Pace, right, exactly.
There's not enough baseball in the baseball
games. Again, teach different techniques. These relief pitchers are throwing 96 miles an hour, belting up, and if you're teaching guys to hit the ball in the air, they're not. They're not going to do that. Since that inefficiency was located, everybody's incorporating elevated fastball pitches. You got guys swinging up. It ain't happening. It ain't going to happen. So I'm into pace, leave the length of the game alone, and do not mess with strategy. Whether it's shifting, a guy's got to face, reliever's got to face three hitters. That pretty much eradicates a left-handed specialist bullpen guy for the rest of baseball history. So I reduced it to pace, good, length of the game, don't even talk about it, and then the strategy, do not interfere with strategy.
How was Addison Russell doing off the field, on the field, and what kind of monitoring, what kind of assessment goes on in this process?
Well, he's been wonderful. I mean, I don't know if you've watched him. He's been playing really well. I mean, off the field, we don't have anybody following him around or anything like that. Of course not. He's held up to his end of the bargain. We've talked about a lot of ifs attached to it, but I'm here to report to you that he's been a model citizen here. He's doing all the right things. I interact with him here daily, and we talk every day. And he seems to be relaxed, open, and in a good place, focused right now. So I'd want to believe that what's happening off the field is probably in the same manner, because normally a guy would come out here and maybe react differently to you because he's got stressors there. But he's reporting to people. I'm not the person he's reporting to regarding the situation. And guys, we have people that are on top of that. But I'm just saying, so far, so good. He's handling everything well. He said the right things in his press conference. And as a baseball player, he's doing really well on the field.
Assuming health, he steps back in after a suspension is over and figure he's your shortstop?
I would think so. I mean, with health and everything, again, that he continues to be the model citizens that he's showing right now, of course, you would want to put him back at shortstop.
Do you see Kyle Schwarber as a slugger who can hit, or is he a hitter who has power?
That's what I think he is, a hitter who has power. That's what the boys saw when they drafted him out of Indiana, and that's what I kind of saw the first time around. He'll be the first one to tell you got away from some tried and trues. And you watch him right now. I mean, everything's on that side of the field on a line. He's accepting a ton of walks only because he's not jumping out at the ball. He's seen the ball better. The other day, he drove in a run with a nice, hard, like low-line drive ground ball. Pretty much where straight-up shortstop would be, and he didn't do that at all. Everything was pretty much via the home run when it came to RBI. So we got to get him there. I'm really trying to get them to focus on the middle of the field in an RBI situation. Run around third base in any situation, infield, in infield, back, two outs. Just think middle first. The concept I'm trying to get them to understand, let the speed of the ball dictate where you hit it. In other words, you should really be locked in middle, off field for the fastball, and if something's soft, you'll naturally pull it because you'll be on time. These are the kind of things I'm trying to get across.
Any dark horse candidates for roster spots here? Dylan Maples has a ridiculous breaking ball that just makes me think all kinds of things. Is he got a potential of hopping up into that?
Of course he does. Everybody does. He's been doing really well. I tell you, Webster the other day was unbelievable over in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Ryan, yesterday, Ryan's throwing the ball. He just throws nothing but ground balls.
Sure.
He's got an extreme angle. He's got like one of the most extreme angles from a lefty. Throwing into the plate among all major league pitchers, and he's a heavy ground ball guy. We got a lot of interesting young pitchers out there. Norwood's got a great arm. You said Maples. Norwood's got a wonderful arm also. There's others. I'm just blanking right now. But we have a lot of good arms. Everybody's talking about the bullpen. Believe me, man, with good health, this will be an outstanding bullpen.
Joe Maddon with us on Sports Radio 670. Get used to it. He is going to once again join us on this show every Tuesday at noon throughout the season. And you've got something special coming up at the Wrigley Mansion in Phoenix, Friday, March 15th. From 7 to 10, it's a night with Joe Maddon. It makes it sound like it's a Bette Midler thing, like you're going to be doing a one-man show. Wow, it's meetjoemaddon.org. It benefits Special Olympics Illinois and Arizona, plus the Respect 90 Foundation that we've talked about a lot with tickets going fast. Again, meetjoemaddon.org. So no singing, no juggling?
No animals, none of that stuff.
Okay.
Just me and Kuma on the stage. You know, we'll get there and we'll talk, you know, we'll meet and greet with everybody. Have a good time doing that. And then Kuma and I have done this before at the Cubs convention where 9 o'clock in the morning we sit in front of, I don't know, 1,000 people, and it's just an exchange. Kuma's outstanding regarding controlling that moment. Great questions, a lot of fun because he's a funny gentleman by nature. So it's just going to be like a back and forth. I kind of like that setting. I'm really not into banquets. I hate dinners. I don't like dinners and banquets. I don't like the formality of it all. I don't get it. I mean, you know, you got to stand up at the podium and thank everybody before you start talking. Let's just get to this, the kind of fireside chat more than anything. I've done it at the Union League last, during the Cup convention, did it there. And now whenever I have to go anywhere, I try to set it up that way. I think it's more entertaining. It's more interesting. Last point, whenever I have to go do these kind of things, I'd much rather talk about what you're interested in as the group and the audience as opposed to me just throwing stuff out there. So it should be fun. It's going to be fun. Coombe does a wonderful job, and we're really excited about it.
Before we let you go, the important theme of this season, where the tone was set by Theo Epstein in his post-mortem press conference, and his theme was urgency. Mm-hmm. His theme was take it seriously, that if you got a chance to win on a Sunday, to step on a team's neck, every one of those wins matters. It was intense stuff from him. And my first thought was, how does that merge with the essence of your managerial philosophy, which has been meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It's been to be positive, say it's probably all going to be okay. That's your vibe. How can these vibes coexist?
Well, I think they do. I think they just do naturally. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Believe me, meatloaf isn't bad in the major league season. Just count out how many games you win if you go 2 out of 3 the whole season. I am not egotistical enough or narcissistic enough to think that we're going to win 3 out of 3 all the time. I want to believe that our guys' intent is always to win that Sunday getaway day. I've never, ever denigrated or questioned the effort level of any of my players. I know that inherently, and then I read a wonderful book, and again, I'm gonna talk about the Cardinals here a bit. 1984, Halberstrom, he talks about when Ray Sadecki was having a hard time, and Johnny King calls him in, and he talks to him about he was questioning his heart, he's questioning his effort. Hmm. Ray Sadecki kind of bowed up right there and said, listen, you could denigrate or question my performance any day you want, and I kind of have to agree with you, but never question my my heart and my work and how I go about my business. I mean, I think there's some times that you could actually grab a guy, but you got to be absolutely 100% right on. Mm-hmm. Just think about it yourself. If anybody wanted to come and question your heart regarding you sitting here and doing what you're doing just based on whatever their mores are. So I'm really into guarding our players in that regard. I think our guys get it. And after all, 95 wins, don't ever get tired of that, folks. Because if you do, you're going to be careful what you wish for. We had a tough go at the end of last season based on our schedule. Really tough. And then injuries to some really key people. I was really proud of what we did and the effort that we put out there last year. We did not like getting eliminated that quickly. No question about it. And I, like you mentioned earlier, I think part of the openness might be attached to that somehow. Absolutely. But I love my guys. I don't never question their heart, and their work ethic is spectacular.
Joe, appreciate it. As always, great having you on.
And one more thing. Apparently, you guys are hanging out in the same house.
Extending the invite to you as well if you want to come over and have a couple cold ones.
And this is about camaraderie or debauchery? What do you got?
A little bit of both.
Okay, good.
A little bit of both.
So it's kind of a fraternity house setting.
Jed said that they did something similar in spring training one year in Boston.
Cool.
And it's kind of the same deal. I think what people imagine it is may diverge from what it actually is. But there's a big inflatable pink flamingo that's
very nice.
Got your name on it.
I can't see that with my sunglasses. Very cool. And which, you know, our restaurant is on task to open up the Madden's Post at Wrigley pretty soon. So get some of that vibe, too.
We'll have to stop by.
Pardon me? Of course you will. Of course you will. We're working on possibly getting Coombe there to do some broadcast after the game. I think that would be fabulous for everybody. I've always loved that concept of the post game in the restaurant, on a table, where everybody can see. I think that adds to the lure and the excitement of the evening. So we're really excited about that. We're putting together, it's coming together in its final touches as a restaurant. And then we're talking about merchandise and things like that. And it's going to be exciting.
Joe, thanks. Looking forward to another great year.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Joe Madden, the skipper of the Chicago Cubs with Bernstein and McKnight. You have the score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Manager Joe Madden insisted want the White Sox rebuild to work. Is that legit or just more pandering?
The White Sox should just say, thanks for the crumbs, Joe. We appreciate all of your patronizing. You are so superior. I mean, please condescend some more.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With quality parts and know-how, Napa Auto Parts can help keep your car on the road. It's time to put a stop to court stormings, period. There was another one Saturday at Utah State after the Aggies upset Nevada. The storming led to an ugly incident involving Wolfpack players in the tunnel, with a fire alarm window smashed and finger-pointing back and forth that's still going on. Here's the point. Court stormings need to stop. Please don't tell me they're innocent fun. The intent may be innocent. The potential dangers are not. People get hurt. Half the time, courts get stormed by fans over mild upsets, or even sometimes a non-upset over a named team that's down, mostly in the hope that they'll end up on TV, or take a selfie on the court to send home to mom and dad. Threatening to fine schools, a la the SEC, isn't enough. It's simple. Storm the court and risk arrest. Period. I'm John Feinstein.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Spring. Time to clean up, clean out, and get organized at the Home Depot. Save up to 25% on garage storage from top brands like Gladiator, Rubbermaid, and Husky. Plus, clean up with cleaning products like Clorox disinfecting wipes for every surface, nook, and cranny in your home. Today is the day for doing. With up to 25% off garage storage and more. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Garage offer online only. Valid through March 24th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Discover Bank member FDIC.
Don't be dumb when it comes to your shaving habits. And what I mean is, don't spend too much money for things you don't need. Harry's.com has perfected this by providing you with everything you do need at a more than fair price. And you can try Harry's right now. It's a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. That's the kit that you get. And the whole thing costs just $3. And it ships for free. You heard me right. But you have to use the code Chicago at Harry's.com. And Harry's was founded for the same reason that I'm telling you, that people realize they're paying up for overpriced, over-designed razors with a bunch of gimmicks like vibrating heads and flex balls and the handles that look like they're designed for space travel. Those are just tactics, and you don't really need any of that stuff. Harry's just brings you world-class blades. The cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. So don't wait on this. 100% quality guarantee, and for a limited time only, this is the special offer. As a new customer, it's $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Chicago at Harry's.com. The razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover, $3, and it ships for free. Go to Harry's.com and use the code Chicago.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bulls head coach Jim Boylan.
Jim, we get a lot of callers and texters that say that frustration that you sometimes show, that intensity that you always show, that your coaching style might not be in harmony with the modern NBA player. How do you handle that sort of criticism?
I'm going to be who I am, and I go back to the competitive part. I think I'm trying to get our guys to understand the competitive piece. You know, we got bulls across our chest, and I want them to be more intense, you know, more committed, more physical, more communicative, and take more ownership. So what I have had is guys take ownership of their play. When they played poorly and they've let the team down, they've admitted it, and they're trying to get better and move on. And I think that's what a good NBA player does.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What if being in recovery from a mental or substance use disorder was something we proudly showed the world? Millions of people are in recovery, sharing hope and support with family, friends, and community. Join the voices for recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Right now, you're streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer.
670 The Score is where you want to be to hear every exciting play of Cubs baseball.
We'll deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season and the postseason.
2-2 on David Bote, trying to come through. Bote drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The famous Les Grobstein recorder.
On Elia?
Yeah.
I still have it. It still works.
Is it true that Paul Konerko made you a cash offer, a monetary offer for that recorder?
He wants the microphone, but we never talked about a monetary amount. He and AJ Pierzynski, whenever I would walk into the Sox clubhouse, especially AJ, he would start screaming across the clubhouse and he'd start quoting Elia. The don't even work. And he'd scream at the top of his, and those guys loved it. They had a ball with that.
How much would it take for you to sell that recorder?
We never talked about a figure. I did tell him.
You got one in mind?
I do, but I
can't do it.
Can't do it.
Okay, understood. But he's going to have to downsize. That 14,000 square foot house in Scottsdale is going to have to get shaved down to 10.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Defender.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Joe is part of the culture here. And I think Joe is very comfortable in his own skin. I think he wants as much communication as possible. He kind of jokes about the old school where the manager really wasn't sending players out, wasn't having those conversations. We make an effort to talk to everyone in camp as much as possible. And so the more we can communicate, the better. And the more that the front office and the coaching staff and the manager are aligned, I think the better.
That's what spring training is for some of that alignment, to work on that communication, to understand who talks to whom and when and how. And one thing Jed said was when they have new coaches, they spend a little more time in the coaches' meetings.
Yeah.
It's not autopilot, and sometimes that can work out to a team's benefit.
So I keep going back to, we had three great interviews in the last 2 hours. So Jed Hoyer stopped by, Len Casper stopped by, and we just got done talking with Joe Maddon. Let me just... here are the things I took out of each one, and I think thread the three interviews together. We talked with Jed, and we asked how the offense broke, and whether or not it's a fixable thing, whether or not it's a big philosophy change, and really you kind of got the sense from him that this, it should have worked. Like, we have good players, and we expect to win 95 games. The expectations are at a certain level. They were last year, and they remain there. We talked with Joe. And he talked a little bit, when you asked him how those philosophies mesh, the broken offense needing urgency, and his idea that, look, Meatloaf is still good in Major League Baseball, and be careful what you wish for if you get tired of 95 wins. That's a tough place to be as a baseball fan. Joe just kind of reminding you that things have been good here, even though that last season didn't end with a good taste in everybody's mouth. I think Len kind of put it together. They think this should have worked last season. Like, this, the approach, the talent, the skill set, the roster, it should have worked last season. And by one measure, it did. You got 95 wins. You had yourself a playoff spot. And yet, despite all of the issues that happened with the offense, scoring one run, like 40 straight games or whatever it was, you know, this was an offense that did break. There are subtle tweaks, it seems. Pretty impassioned changes to coaching staffs. You know, more in-depth look at some of the technologies that are advancing baseball faster than we could have fathomed, that have spurred along some change here, that have led some players to adapt and change approaches. But the belief is that they've got what can work.
That would explain still on the roster. That would explain Theo's tone. That would explain his disappointment, the bad taste in his mouth that was clear at the end of last season. And I think you hit on it. This was supposed to work. This was supposed to work better. They weren't supposed to be self-created headwinds that taxed everything and made winning a game or scoring a run like pulling teeth.
Being healthy would have helped. Joe alluded to that. You know, the health of the bullpen down the stretch wasn't great. You didn't have a healthy Chris Bryant for any more than, what was he healthy for? 4 weeks, 5 weeks of the season when he was hitting at a torrid pace and then just had no power left. We talked with Chris a couple of days ago, and you can tell he's healthy and confident about things. I think Joe... see, I kind of forgot how much I like talking baseball with Joe. He's just ready to engage on a different plane and a different level. He seems like this camp is something that's energized him a little bit.
You know,
he's
what?
Jumping some.
He actually looks like he's in the best shape of his life. I'm not just kidding.
We've got a camp story with the manager now.
No, I'm serious. He looks like he's lost weight. He looks.
I agree with
leaner
you.
And meaner.
Let's get that slimming pullover for the manager style.
Yeah, that's
a healthy bouncing around Joe Maddon.
Maybe a little more bike riding than RVing, perhaps. I need a single digit number from you right
just
now.
Just one single digit
at the moment.
Number.
Yeah, I have another one later, but.
Can do that. Let's call it three.
One, two, three.
Caller three to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Right now, wins a pair of tickets to attend the Cubs season preview party with Matt Spiegel and Pat Hughes on March 24th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Courtesy of the Illinois Lottery's Lucky Sevens, instant ticket must be 18 or older to play. In just a little bit, we're going to have Dave Matthews Band tickets for you at Alpine Valley on July 6th. Don't call yet. That's not the cue to call. Just letting you know. So do we have an update on McNeil and Parkins and where they are?
Yeah, we
golf,
need to find...
done with golf, on their way, because they don't... we will be happy to vamp as long as they need us to.
Yeah, I mean, we'll, you know, that was the trade-off, an hour for an hour, but now that they've got Theo Epstein scheduled for a 1:30 interview, I mean, I guess if we had to sit and talk baseball with Theo,
yeah, maybe that would be okay.
Do that, I suppose. I'm checking the traffic conditions from Eagle Mountain to here, which is where they're playing golf, and it looks all clear. I mean, Dan, that's just a clean blue line all the way from Eagle Mountain to here.
All right, as long as it needs a bathroom break
whatsoever.
Or something. Okay.
So I'm just saying, keep an eye on it.
I was kind of annoyed at how smooth Danny Parkins' golf swing was.
He's looked better as the day. There's been video updates on 670 The Score's Twitter page. And
you don't have to be an athlete.
Better as he's playing.
You don't have to be an athlete to play golf. You really don't. And he's not. He doesn't really look athletic, but there's tempo in that swing. I have to admit, probably
he's
better
got a stroke. Yeah. He'll be fine. I wonder what the final scores are. I know that this was a high stakes golf game. We heard some of the conversation last night around the fire pit. There were some big numbers getting thrown around.
Hey, if you know what you got it. What was he was quoting Caddyshack like you're in for half of 80,000.
80,000. That's right.
Whatever that was. I don't know. Yeah, I had a friend in college who was a scholarship golfer. Southern kid, really, really, really funny, and he loved to grab a dart every now and then, and
you know, have a hack.
Yeah, and always he'd have one like a John Daly thing. You'd see him on the practice range, and he's in between smokes. I said to him one time, like, Chris, man, you're a scratch golfer, and I said I'm surprised you smoke, like for an athlete. I'm just surprised you smoke, and he gave me one look, and he said, Dan, I play golf. I am not an athlete. I said, okay, then.
Noted. Right. Thank you, sir. Take up golf.
But of course, he was a great basketball player and you know, like the best quarterback at flag football and all that. Like, you know, selling himself way short.
It's real hard to be that good a golfer if you're not. You can do it. It's like being a pitcher. It's like Dirk Hayhurst or whatever. Like, he's not a good athlete, but you just have enough athleticism to repeat a certain motion.
Mm-hmm.
You can get by that way. But you're going to spend, even at the top level of pitching, if you're not that athletic, you're going to spend your career bouncing back and forth from AAA to the majors and being the long guy.
Well, there's a difference between, like, you know, Craig Stadler or Dustin Johnson. I mean, Dustin Johnson's probably the best example of a guy who was a great athlete who actually can do that. And, yeah, like you say, baseball, this is, as we were watching, and you watch major league players.
Oh, my God.
And I always say this, one of my favorite things to do with great athletes is watch them in their little moments of half thinking when they're on autopilot. I would say when you go to an NHL practice and you watch a guy just absentmindedly flipping a puck over on the blade of a stick, just tick, 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 tick. Or, you know, golfers in little moments, the thing. When baseball players are just gliding around the field, just shagging flies.
It's the shag. Yeah.
It's some of this stuff. The grace with which guys do it at this level of baseball is remarkable to watch every time, the little pirouettes, the fact that just an easygoing game of long toss, everything is caught right here. It's right there at the top of the chest.
Nobody moves during long toss. Yeah. Everything's just right at you. Yeah. It's almost as though the elite and most skilled players are so entertaining that she could pay, I don't know, $26, $29 million a year to do it. I'd watch that.
You know, I actually think that some of those, maybe even in the middle, should be actually given contracts to play professional baseball.
Not to be
too extreme.
Not the guys
here.
In the middle. I'd rather have a system that pays, you know, 20 to 26-year-olds almost nothing, except for the top tier. They can have like $5 or $6 million in arbitration. And then a bunch of 30-year-olds waiting for contracts to get signed. That's much more entertaining to me.
The field is being watered down in preparation for Cubs and Royals. I see Jim Deshays to my left and Len Casper getting themselves ready. I believe that's Ron Coomer. Yes, from the back. That is, I don't need to see the front.
You're good.
I saw the back of the head. That is without question Ron Coomer.
All right, so we will get an update on where the afternoon show is on their trek back from the golf course. And I took you and Jay for a first experience yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't realize.
A trip report?
We got to do a trip report. I didn't realize that this was both of your maiden voyage to an institution, both here in the desert and out west. I was overjoyed to have been part of your first. We'll get a replay of what we did yesterday. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Dave Matthews Band tickets to give away next, too, on the score.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand a lot about where it happened.
I used to go down there with a 12-gauge shotgun and a Neapolitan Mastiff. The Robinson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Station. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
GolfMelford.com.
Looking to win a free mortgage payment? That's right, a free mortgage payment. Then you need to enter Team Hochberg's free mortgage payment sweepstakes. If you own a primary residence in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, or Iowa, Team Hochberg wants to pay your mortgage. I'm not making this up. Team Hochberg wants to pay your mortgage. You can't win if you don't register at 56davidwin.com. Rules can be found at 56david.com/sweepstakes rules. What are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Register to win a free mortgage payment at 56davidwin.com. You want to work with a lender who will always look out for your financial best interest? Call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't pay your mortgage if you don't register at 56davidwin.com. Team Hochberg is a proud sponsor of the Score House, but takes zero responsibility for anything that happens at the house. This includes, but is not limited to, bodily damage to anyone coming within 3 miles of the house, speeding tickets, bail money, anyone injured by a mishit golf ball or golf club. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, MB676-1019, NMLS 1124.
Hi, Fashion Hotline. Do jeans have an expiration date?
No, why?
My jeans are stretched out. Where can I get cute jeans that last?
That's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Even the new Rockstar with Never Quit Shape Retention. Your favorite fit now holds its shape and hugs in all the right places, wear after wear.
I need those today.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
I'm so there.
Go all in for up to 50% off all jeans at Old Navy at OldNavy.com. Valid 3-4 to 3-14. Select styles only. Excludes in-store clearance.
Well, we had them come in and take out our bathtub and change it into a shower stall. We had 70s vintage stuff in there, olive green tub, toilet, and we were real interested in upgrading to a more modern look.
Repair, remodel, renovate. You can trust the pros at Mega Pros. Since 1977, Mega Pros has proven they can help make it easy and fun to get stuff done. From a major remodel to your honey-do list, you'll enjoy working with Mega Pros. You'll be more than satisfied with everything. Guaranteed. In writing by Mega Pros.
The nice thing about Mega was when they said they were going to get it done in a certain time period and clean up after their messes, they followed through on every one of those things. Everything was done totally to our satisfaction.
847-658-8989.
847-658-8989.
Or go to megapros.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bulls head coach Jim Boylan.
Is it more difficult than maybe it looked from sitting next to the guy?
It's a difficult job. You know what it is? I think there's like a natural high from being the head coach. I think that's something that there's just a feeling of, you know, it's your team and you're in control and you're trying to do the best you can, and you get a lot of energy from that.
You know, Jim, I think people who have watched you coach wonder if you can keep that up every game over the course of an 82-game season, just the intensity.
The energy part, I always talk about competitive people. As the leader of the group, you know, your competitiveness has to be at a high level all the time. I have tried to sit down a little bit more, maybe the last 3 weeks, and just maybe watch the game instead of maybe react to the game.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Cars for kids.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
You know what that music means? It means Connor McKnight is going to give me the number that could make you a winner.
On a streak here lately, I'm going to go with 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Caller 7 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band at Alpine Valley on July 6th. We are broadcasting from Sloan Park. There are people on the berm. There are butts in seats for some Cubs baseball today. Our broadcast from Arizona and Score House are brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit 56david.com.
There are people in the booth as well. They have returned. We will have transition in a couple of minutes. The Tales from the Golf Course are on the way. And obviously, Theo Epstein's going to join the boys at 1:32, so you don't want to go anywhere. Stick right here. You're going to learn a whole lot about Cubs baseball. But I didn't realize yesterday, you know, we left the ballpark, and I did the rental car because I like driving around here, even though it is kind of crazy. I enjoy tooling around the mountains and whatnot. I didn't know when I said, hey, let's go to In-N-Out, that neither you nor Jay had ever been to In-N-Out.
Correct.
For a couple of burgers. So the show went for the first time, and I know, listen, I posted it on Twitter, and first response to, hey, we went to In-N-Out is, oh, it's overrated. Oh, it's not even that big a deal. I know it's overrated.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's a burger joint,
I didn't
for
go
God's
in
sake.
Thinking there's a reinvention going on.
Of course not. It's overrated because it's only in like 6 or 7 cities in the country, and I can't get it in Chicago. So yes, of course it's overrated. That doesn't mean I can't enjoy it, and I do. And with the double doubles, with the animal style, you went, what was it, the protein style?
Yes, it's called protein style, where instead of a bun, they will wrap it in large leaves of iceberg lettuce, and they present it in like a little holder to absorb some of the excess moisture, and it's perfect. I will say, my having gone off of your idea of animal style, but instead of the grilled onions, doing it with raw onions for crunch.
Yeah, I like the raw onions for the crunch.
If you do protein style, you get enough crunch from the lettuce.
That makes sense.
And I do think the double-double creates the proper ratio in an In-N-Out burger. I did animal style, and I thought the best bites that I had were of the double-double.
Especially if you've got the bun, it's the double-double, because you get the proper bun-cheese-meat ratio. Mm-hmm. Jay's had his first time, too. Will the I'm Fat podcast be endorsing in any way the In-N-Out burger?
Yeah, it was very good. I don't know if it quite met the hype that had been built up around it.
There is an impenetrable amount of hype around In-N-Out, and it's some of it's their fault, and some of it's just Midwesterners who love this stuff.
But I do want it again. Like, I want to go there again soon.
You won't have to push hard. I'll do that.
No, they do a nice job, too. I find that some burgers undersalt their meat. That it's just the actual burger itself is under-seasoned. That is not a problem at In-N-Out.
Well, they grill it with some kind of, it's like a mustard, I don't know, seasoning or something like that.
It works.
I'm sure that's part of it. And I, you know, listen, we read the reviews, that the top 25 fries from fast food restaurants. We had that in the Midway a little while ago. In-N-Out was like toward the very end of the list.
I didn't have a fry.
Nah, I didn't get the fries either. I learned a couple of years ago, don't stop getting the fries. You're there for the burger anyway. Just double up. Have to deal with it. Have your burgers and be satisfied.
Download it
and deal with it. And I was very satisfied. I nearly turned the car around to go back for another double-double after we had finished, but I managed to get us home safely.
Well, it was cool, though. In getting there, we drove by the Arizona State Football Stadium.
Oh, man.
Which, if you've never seen it, is a mountain. It's literally built after the fact into an actual mountain.
It is
very cool.
It is one of the coolest places to see a college football game. We'll go for the Arizona Fall League trip, and we try as best we can to catch a night game, because not only do you get Pac-12 after dark, where as soon as the sun sets, the rules of football go away, and they just score like 90,000 points in a run of 10 or 12 minutes. But it's the backdrop. You get the mountain and the lights. It's all dark. You see the stars overhead, because there really isn't a whole lot of light pollution outside the stadium itself. So you've got this awesome backdrop to some pretty entertaining football. It is one of my top 5 college football stadiums, top 5 places to go watch a college football game, even though there's not a huge run at Arizona State football lately.
getting a lot of reaction via the text line and elsewhere to the conversation we had with Joe Madden, where some are speculating that, hey, Joe went in pretty hard on Meatloaf still being right. He went in pretty hard on how 2 out of 3 is still good and 95 wins is good. And no, I don't think that's a shot across the bow of his boss. I don't think there's anything symbolic about it. I think his point was both can be true. That you can go as hard as you possibly can. It's hard to play baseball harder, but you can manage a little bit harder because you got a finite amount of resources. And still, if the result ends up being 2 out of 3, you're in good shape.
I could see how if one missed the Jed Hoyer interview that we did in the morning and just heard Joe, that it might feel like that somewhat, that it's kind of a shot across. But you asked Jed the same question, and Jed's response basically was, we're going to keep doing most of the stuff we've been doing. Sure, it's different with some new coaches, and yeah, we're in the coaches' room a little bit more often and engaged a little bit more, but we kind of believe in what we've been doing. That's why Joe's back. That's why our roster is what it is. There's some constraints money-wise, I guess, and you know, maybe if they had an unlimited budget, they'd be out there on Harper or Machado or something like that, but This is what they believe in, how they've constructed it the last 4 or 5 years.
My other takeaway was Joe's observation that this roster is more receptive than ever. Said, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear, was something I might just be paraphrasing.
No, that's what he
said. I wonder if that's a result of Madden recognizing or realizing something in that communication, in that bridge somewhere. How much of that, he may perceive that as the players being more receptive. It may be he's offering something a little different, where it's a chicken and the egg thing, where one causes the other and vice versa.
Could be. I hope that it is also, at least for the team's sake, that it is also that they made the right hire in Anthony Iaposi. Because if you had a team where you had 6 or 7 guys all really fighting a philosophy that Chili Davis was out there
with.
Which
you did.
Which I think you did. And then you went into an offseason, getting them to trust the next hitting coach could be a difficult thing. Because you just went through a season where it's really hard
to
listen
to a guy. Well, but if you're
going to
let them fire
a
guy,
well, and that's
right? They've got ownership in this.
So that's what
I'm
saying.
If you're gonna, there's ownership. If basically, let's call it what it is. They fired him. The players' exit interviews made this change.
They're the customer.
Right.
You know, that they got to be right in this past season or this past offseason. So the hope is then that if they're open, it's because they got the hire of Anthony Iaposi right. They're open to what he's saying, and what he's saying is what's keeping them open to the ideas, to the philosophy, to the manifest that they've got to bring to a whole 162 games.
I don't think it was just hitting that Joe was talking about either, though. I mean,
probably not.
He didn't say just open to hitting. That was more general than that, about assessing his team's readiness to hear a message and be ready to think about things in a certain way.
It's probably right. And you know, as much as that Cubs rotation was bad in the first half of the season, on pace to be one of the worst franchises ever had, I keep going back to the offense. Because of how things ended. Maybe that's recency bias, and maybe I should look more holistically at the issues the team did have despite a 95-win season last year, but I'm pretty focused on the offense because it's something that they feel, it seems, should have taken care of itself, and something that'll have to be borne out if it's going to be Contreras and Schwarber and Happ and Almora. If it's going to be those guys that make this thing a bounce back, that's the thing that spoke loudest last year.
The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The first-place Chicago Wolves lead the division in scoring behind Player of the Month winner Daniel Carr. Catch the Wolves this weekend as they host second-place Iowa on Saturday and arch-rival Milwaukee on Sunday. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Scallop King is going to join us. Apparently, there's a story to tell about a par 5.
That's the word. Yeah. I don't know if it was a miracle. I don't know if it was a gift from God. I don't know if anyone screamed rat farts during the round. They probably shouldn't have, given what I'm hearing about how these guys played.
We're looking forward to hearing all of it. And after all that mishigas about golf, they get up a little early, they have some coffee, and they go play golf, and they have a terrific time. They come back, and they'll be able to have all of the show that they need and deserve.
When you get a Theo Epstein interview scheduled for 1:30, you kind of I gotta get back, don't I?
Yeah, that changes things, right?
Well, it was nice that we were able to convince that interview to happen at 1:30. I mean,
Right, well done.
Pulled some strings and made that happen for him.
I'm hungry.
It's getting that point, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Are you going to do the ballpark food thing? We haven't hit the ballpark concession stand yet.
Yeah, we did. I got that.
Oh, you
got
did.
The,
I did. That's
the
right.
Bunless footlong at Talking Stick.
You know, I've seen you eat some things.
They had no forks.
That make me really worry about your station in life and just the
I don't need a fork.
It was amazing. Really disturbing, too. It was a footlong with just sauerkraut.
No, sauerkraut and that mixed like peppers and onions.
And he ate it with his hands.
They didn't have,
without a bun.
They didn't have forks.
It was terrifying.
But I was hungry. And I would have used
a
fork.
I'm not saying you did the wrong thing. I'm just saying that what you did put the fear of God in me.
I could have borrowed a comb from Senator Klobuchar. But, you know.
That's right.
Right?
The comb?
I could have found a comb. Just
screamed at an intern.
Yeah.
Walked off angry.
No, but I didn't. Instead, I just ate it because I was hungry. We're going to talk to the afternoon show of McNeil and Parkins next on The Score.
Ben Zobrist joined the Mac and Parkins show live from Arizona from spring training.
Our guy, Ben Zobrist.
Personally, where I'm at is, yeah, this is the last year on this particular contract I'm at, and I don't know if I'll play next year at this point. But right now, this year, I do have something to add that goes beyond just the field.
Hear the entire Ben Zobrist interview with Mac and Parkins at 670thescore.com or radio.com.
Hi, Fashion Hotline. Do jeans have an expiration date?
No, why?
My jeans are stretched out. Where can I get cute jeans that last?
That's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Even the new Rockstar with Never Quit Shape Retention. Your favorite fit now holds its shape and hugs in all the right places, wear after wear.
I need those today.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
I'm so there.
Go all in for up to 50% off all jeans at Old Navy at OldNavy.com. Valid 3-4 to 3-14. Select styles only. Excludes in-store clearance.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Spring, time to clean up, clean out, and get organized at the Home Depot. Save up to 25% on garage storage from top brands like Gladiator, Rubbermaid, and Husky. Plus, clean up with cleaning products like Clorox disinfecting wipes for every surface, nook, and cranny in your home. Today is the day for doing. With up to 25% off garage storage and more, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Garage offer online only, valid through March 24th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Jason Hayward, who's most likely to put on a show on the dance floor on a Cubs team player wedding?
We all go out there.
I'm going to make Pedro Strop the favorite.
Strope got moves.
Yeah, I would think
but
so.
But CJ has moves. The front office has some moves. Tom Ricketts. Tom was out there on the dance floor big time at Tony's wedding. He was just bringing out the moves that it's like, hey, you know, I got a good bit of money. You know, I'm here hanging out with everybody. Don't really care how I look, but he nailed it, though.
Wait a minute. Wait, what's he doing? Like, is he doing the lawnmower? Is he doing the Macarena? Like, what kind of moves does Tom Ricketts have?
It just looked like money, but it was like he's having a great time, and we were having a great time watching him have a great time.
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Don't miss Show Transition three times a day on The Score. First between Mully and Haw and the Bernstein and McKnight Show at 9 a.m.
Why not allow your product to be consumed by people who want to consume your product?
As many as possible.
This is like old Bill Wurtzian logic.
It's very, that's what comes to mind if you're a Chicago sports fan, is that it sounds like, yeah, the Bill Wurtz way of doing business.
And at one between Bernstein and McKnight and the McNeil and Parkins Show.
International traveler in a Kerrywood jersey. There he is, Danny Parkins.
Damn straight.
Dazzling those in Europe.
America.
It's imagery.
Danny Parkins live at Boudicca.
Wherever they want to send me.
And before 6 p.m. with McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
It's a little disconcerting. It feels radio dystopian. Do we still work here? Is this still a radio station?
Yeah.
Are these things on?
Right.
Show Transition. Three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Patrick Manley joining me here on The Score. You're his teammate. What would you say to him? How do you console him and try, because he's going to be your teammate, at least contractually. He's slated to be your teammate next year. How do you get him right?
That's a tough one. I'll be harsh here because I just believe as a professional, you're paid to do your job. I played with a whole lot of teammates over 60.